Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. They do fast food a little differently in England. I learned that my first trip over. Scattered around every English town of any size are little food trucks selling fish and chips. And even though we can't quite match the original, we can give fish and chips the old college try over here. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, fish and chips are a very tasty treat and perfect for watching football.
Yes. Yeah, and I guess there's a lot of versions. Batter is, is a concern. The choice of fish is a concern. And of course, it's not chips, it's French fries. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now they call them chips over there. They actually look like big old ranch fries, sort of.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, big heavy things.
Big heavy fries, yeah.
The fish and chips go back to the middle 1800s in England, where they just appeared all of a sudden. Huh. It had been kind of it was a Jewish tradition to have this batter fried fish. And somebody started cooking up the potatoes in the same oil that they used for the fish and selling it. And it took off like wildfire.
Right.
And so the tradition was you get your fish and chips in a little cone of newspaper.
Yeah, yeah, wrapped up.
That's right.
Rolled in yesterday's paper.
That's right. And, you know, walk around munching on them. You'd sprinkle some malt vinegar on it, a lot of salt and pepper.
Uh-huh.
And I've been over there and I've done that. And I got to tell you, it is just heaven.
Yeah.
It's just fabulous.
It's good.
Let's get down to basics, the choice of fish.
Sure.
Over there, they price the fish and chips according to which variety they use.
That's interesting. Because I just always thought it was the same fish all the time.
You'll see at least three choices usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like down at the bottom, they'll have place, P-L-A-I-C-E, which is a very common fish. It's kind of bland. And then a bit above that is cod, which I happen to love.
Yeah.
But the real prized one is haddock. People love that. And that's a premium
fish. I always thought of cod as the classic.
That's kind of the default one.
Sure.
And then occasionally you will see Dover sole of all things.
But oh, wow.
I think you got to have a...
Yeah, that's like a... Too high. That's too high end, I think. that needs to be with capers and butter.
That's right, probably.
Bone tableside in a restaurant with a white tablecloth.
That's right. The batter is usually just a pretty simple thing. A simple flour and water will do, kind of barely.
Almost tempura.
Yeah. But a lot of people like to put something bubbly in it. So you use soda water.
Club soda, right.
And then a little baking soda.
Oh.
And that'll bring it up.
To give it the puff.
Give it some puff.
Uh-huh.
And you can put a little bit of vinegar and certainly salt and pepper in it.
And we're gonna have to set up a pot of oil at the house, right?
Yeah.
These can't be pan fried. These are dropped in the deep fried.
That's right.
So and about probably like 350 degrees. We'll get the oil hot. And
That's probably even too hot because my research said you get it up to about 185.
Oh, really?
For the fish.
Oh,
for the
okay.
Fish, yeah.
Huh.
And then you take it up for the fries. Yeah.
Got
of
it.
Of course. If you can do lard, that's the traditional way of doing it.
Really?
Yeah. They used to just melt the lard, and that would be the way to go.
Nice.
But I think people these days would use peanut oil.
Yeah, or canola.
Canola, with a high flash
frying.
Point.
Right.
And get a lot of flavor.
That would
and
be
then
fun.
On the side, mushy peas.
Oh, okay, sure.
If you've never had, it's exactly what it sounds like.
It's exactly.
I had a full fish and chips dinner one time in Yorkshire at the, I think Harry Golden's was the guy's name. It's like the emporium of fish and chips. Unforgettable. Mushy peas starred.
Sounds good.
And of course, malt vinegar. This is going to be great. We'll put the recipe on the website. You can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.